How Trump's Vaccines Prevent the Great Reset and Save Humanity. Written by Stop World Control. This is a long post with key insights that will greatly inspire and encourage you. Don't skip it, but pay attention. Any informed person in this world is fully aware of the severe health risks posed by vaccines, especially a rushed, untested experimental biological agent that is falsely marketed as a vaccine. Activates all the alarm bells within the educated part of humanity. Naturally, many patriots are severely worried when they see a prominent leader of the worldwide freedom movement, Donald Trump, push these terrifying medical experiments. For those who never trusted Trump, this is undeniable evidence for what they have been saying all along. See, he is part of the cabal. He is pushing their agenda. We always knew it. Will you now finally wake up? That could of course be true. But in order to correctly interpret Trump's actions, we have to understand the nature of the enemies he is fighting, and their specific agenda he is trying to subvert. So let's have a fresh look at the plans of the globalist elite, owning a world with people who own nothing. As most of us understand by now, the pandemic was planned with the sole purpose of submitting humanity to a new world order of unprecedented tyrannical control by the super-rich elite. If you haven't seen the evidence for this yet, then I strongly encourage you to first read this in-depth report that reveals all the undeniable evidence of how the pandemic is the smokescreen for implementing a new level of totalitarian control. COVID is the excuse to lock down the world, supposedly to save humanity. In reality, the agenda behind the lockdowns is very different. In their own books, videos, websites and conferences, the globalists make it crystal clear what the purpose of the lockdowns is: Great Reset. Destroy the economy of every nation on earth, plunge humanity into despair and poverty, and then offer their solution: the Great Reset. The essence of this Great Reset is that all debt of every human being would be cancelled, which would save us from the financial devastation resulting from the lockdowns. Having all your debt cancelled surely sounds like a wonderful solution. Thank you, globalist elite. However, it comes with a price tag. In return for this financial rescue, everyone would have to give up all private property. From that moment on, nobody would own anything, and we would all rent everything. Cars, houses, etc. The mind behind this plan is Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum, which is working closely with the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the European Union, the United Nations, and other globalist entities. Schwab has become a key player in the globalist movement, steering most nations and industries towards this agenda. He welcomes globalist world leaders every year in the renowned World Economic Forum conferences in Davos, Switzerland. So what I am telling you here is no weird fairy tale, it is fact. This notorious leader of the globalist elite released a video with the presentation of their plans, and he literally says, "You will own nothing, and you will be happy." Yeah, right, well, they will own everything. Bluntly said, their plan is to throw the world into an abyss of despair, so they can become our saviors, who will take good care of us. No debt, no need, no worries, but also no possessions, no privacy, no rights, no freedom, no voice. Slaves forever. The elite would become the true owners of all humanity, claiming this is for our well-being. Their magic word is sustainability. They claim that this insane plan is the only way to sustain life on Earth. How convenient for themselves. Bye-bye humanity, welcome transhumanism. Their agenda, however, goes on. Once these globalists are in full power, they would basically end the human race by replacing most people with artificial intelligence. Klaus Schwab announced that 40% of all jobs will be performed by AI in the near future. So they need to erase 40% of humanity to make room for this, naturally. No use of having 40% of humanity walking around doing nothing. In his notorious book The Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus Schwab explains how the original human race will end and make room for the next step in human evolution. We will all become cyborgs. Our bodies will be greatly altered using technology. Man and machine becoming one. No, that is not the script for a science fiction movie. This is reality. His book is right there, on the shelves of stores around the world. And this is the man pushing the current events in the world. Governments around the world are embracing his wonderful ideas, and they are already telling children in schools how much smarter they will be with a chip in their head. Elon Musk wanted to call his child AI, and is a pioneer in the human-robot fusion. Mark Zuckerberg said during a public speech, "I was human. Let that sink in for a few seconds. Giving up all freedom, in return for being a robot. Becoming a cyborg may sound fascinating, as it could give us some technological superpowers. The mental programming of humanity has already been happening for decades, through movies like Terminator, Robocop, Iron Man, etc. The message is always that the symbiosis between man and machine results in a superhuman. The reality is, however, not as appealing. It will literally mean that your body will be connected to the cloud, or the worldwide network of digital surveillance. Man-machine, simply said, you will lose any and all freedom. Being a digitally connected man-machine, you would no longer have privacy, as they would have direct access to your digitized body and consequently know everything you say, do, feel, think, believe, etc. They would be able to control, manipulate and direct you any way they want, because your brains and nervous system would be connected to their fingertips, just as our smartphones are connected and used to constantly spy on you. Giving up all freedom in return for being a robot. Did you know your phone records all your conversations, constantly films you, and tracks your every move? Have you ever wondered why you talk about something and then an hour later you see an ad on Facebook promoting the very thing you talked about? Or have you ever noticed how you made a phone call to somebody and a little bit later you see that person being suggested as a friend on Facebook? Or have you ever noticed that you're in a certain place, and suddenly Google is offering you shops and events in that exact location? You're tracked non-stop. Integrating all this into our own bodies is the next step, which will eliminate our autonomy and submit us entirely to their totalitarian control. That's the plan of these psychopaths. Horrible movies becoming reality. Just like the pandemic has been announced by dozens of pandemic movies, comic books and TV shows the past years. For those who dismiss this as a conspiracy, I invite you to read the book The Fourth Industrial Revolution by Klaus Schwab, listen to Elon Musk, look at Mark Zuckerberg, view the videos by the World Economic Forum, see what's on YouTube, and you will see how they have been announcing this for decades, and are now openly saying it's time for this next move forward. Seizing absolute control over every aspect of human life is the ultimate purpose of the planned pandemic. The lockdowns destroy humanity's strength and wealth, so everyone would come begging for the solution, eating from the hands of the globalists. Very simple. Giving up all freedom in return for being a robot. It's also evident from the inventions by Richard Rothschild in 2015. This British lawyer created a virus detection system, labeled as COVID-19 testing system, which scans a person's most private body functions and sends this to artificial intelligence in the cloud. A virtual robot then warns health authorities to take action, like placing this person in quarantine. Artificial intelligence, invented in 2015 and specifically labeled as a COVID-19 detection system today, connecting people to artificial intelligence to rule humanity. The first step is submitting the world to their control through lockdowns, vaccine passports, constant testing, track and trace systems, etc. Once that succeeds, they can roll out the next phase, transhumanism, digitizing all life, eradicating original humanity, replacing everything with a dot AI, and claiming to offer eternal life in the harness of a robot. They are already making robotic bodies, where humans can transfer their mind to have eternal life. Yeah, if you think eternal life is being locked up in a lifeless machine, controlled by the elite, opposing the one world superstate. What does this have to do with the vaccines? Everything. President Trump has always been a major obstacle in these wicked plans. He made it very clear to the globalists that he is not going to allow them to destroy America and turn it into a nameless, branded slave of the New World Order. The true vision behind Make America Great Again is to prevent it from being absorbed by the monster of the global superstate. Trump was there for their greatest threat. That explains their unrelenting attacks on him. It also explains why he was so bashed by the media, non-stop. They just had to take him out. It is also the reason why he had to be removed from office through election interference, so a globalist puppet could replace him. Trump was their worst nightmare, a massive stick in their wheels. When they unleashed the pandemic, their plan was to impose vaccine mandates on all of humanity. This was key to their agenda of turning the Earth into one huge prison state. If life is only possible with a vaccine passport, you are a slave of those who mandate all future vaccines, and there's no way out. You can only move around if you take the next vaccine, and the next, and so on. Vaccines become the only key to a normal life. These brand new mRNA vaccines, however, serve the plans of the globalists in more horrendous ways than any sane human being can imagine. As we understand the agenda of changing humanity into easily controllable cyborgs, it shouldn't surprise us that the ultimate goal of forcing people to continually get more and more injections is in reality to inject into them an increasing amount of DNA and RNA altering material, as part of the plan to shift humanity from version 1.0 to 2.0. Transhumanism is at the very heart of the globalist agenda. Ending humanity as we know it, reprogramming the human DNA and making us all fit to become the desired type of obedient, unquestioning citizens of the worldwide superstate, run by this elite. No, it's not too far-fetched. Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, was caught on camera, admitting in an insider meeting with his staff, that the mRNA vaccines indeed alter the human DNA. Interestingly enough, he censors anyone talking about this on Facebook. Video footage shows how the Pfizer vaccine contains an unknown living organism. What is the purpose of this living organism inside the vaccines? Why is there so much talk about inserting nanotechnology into the human body? I believe the vaccines are used to prepare our bodies to become connected to the digital control networks, reprogramming human bodies to increasingly become digitized, making us connectable to technology. Every new vaccine adds a little more nanotechnology, one step at a time, more and more. Dr. Carrie Madich explains in the documentary The Battle for Humanity, make sure to watch this, how injected nanotechnology can set up drug factories inside of our bodies. These invisibly small factories can then produce all kinds of drugs on command. They could be activated by an external source, like satellites, cell towers, or our smartphones. Dr. Madich says how she was present at several top-level medical conferences, where the experts, she calls them crazy, evil professors, openly talked about this. Besides preparing humanity for transhumanism, the vaccines also serve to dramatically reduce the world population by killing all the weak and vulnerable ones whose bodies cannot withstand this biological attack. As you're probably aware of, dramatically decreasing the world's population is at the top of their to-do list. Weaken humanity by poisoning them. Thirdly, the vaccines serve to weaken the world population in general, so they would be easier to control. A weak and tired person is only just able to work for the elite, and has no strength left to ask questions or resist. This is a strategy they have been using for decades already, by poisoning our food, water, air, medicine and minds. It is no coincidence that most of the food in supermarkets is industrial, highly processed, extremely toxic pseudo-food that, according to many medical doctors, accounts for 85% of all modern-day disease. It is also no accident that gas stations only offer health-wrecking snacks to the countless travelers. Fast food chains dominate every nation, offering rubbish to humanity that this world has never seen before in her long existence. All this toxic fake food is weakening humanity as never before. 90% of all modern-day disease didn't even exist a century ago. It's hard to find a fully healthy person on Earth today, especially in the Western nations. It seems as if everyone has some sort of health issue. Chronic fatigue, sleeping disorders, allergies, ringing in the ears, headaches, nervous pains, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, and hundreds of other illnesses. Did I mention the worldwide epidemic of anxiety disorders, depression, autism, etc.? Statistics show children have more chronic health issues than ever before. At the same time, they are the most vaccinated children who ever existed. See the connection? Weakening the population is key to controlling them. That's why every effort to create natural medicine always faces tremendous opposition, and it's also why thousands of natural doctors have been found dead, and every inventor of a cancer cure suddenly had a heart attack. As controlling, erasing and weakening humanity is at the very heart of the plans of the globalist elite, imposing vaccine mandates is critical to their success. If there's a cure, no vaccine can be mandated. Now that we know their agenda, we come to a key question. What did President Trump do to sabotage these insane plans? He started promoting cures and therapeutics for COVID-19. By doing this, he effectively removed every legal base for vaccine mandates in America, because a vaccine can only be mandated if there is no cure. That's why every single cure for COVID has been suppressed by the globalists. That's also why many medical doctors who successfully treat COVID patients have been censored. They desperately need to hide the cures for COVID, because they must succeed in mandating the vaccines, both now and forevermore. So when Trump started tweeting about the cures for COVID, he simply threw a big rock into their windows. He also tweeted the famous White Coat Summit by America's frontline doctors, where safe and effective COVID cures were presented to the world, which again eradicates the need for a vaccine. The live broadcast was viewed 20 million times, and then this group of medical doctors was censored by Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and their website was taken down. What did Trump do? He promoted them on Twitter. Bam! Another major blow in the face of the globalists. There are cures for COVID-19. Later Trump and his family said they had COVID and recovered blazing fast thanks to the miraculous therapeutics they had received. Once again, President Trump removed the legal base for vaccine mandates by declaring that he, his wife and his son were cured by therapeutics. So President Trump has made it very clear to the hundreds of millions of people around the world who listened to him. Nobody needs a vaccine. There are cures. No vaccines can be mandated. However, how can you save severely brainwashed people? President Trump was facing an enemy of enormous proportions in the minds of the majority of the American people and the world. For decades, the mainstream media and criminal health institutions have indoctrinated all of humanity with the lie that vaccines are the only way to stay healthy and defeat infectious diseases. As a result, President Trump had to deal with a world population that is so severely brainwashed that no matter how much he speaks about cures and therapeutics, they still demand a vaccine. Now comes the clue. Knowing that only a vaccine would be able to end the globalist lockdowns and therefore prevent the Great Reset, Trump knew he had to start pushing vaccines. So he did. Interestingly enough, he tweeted right after his first announcement of the Pfizer vaccine, "I wish people would stop killing themselves." That says it all, right there. Then Trump did something else to once and for all prevent the vaccine mandates. He rushed the development of the vaccines so ridiculously fast that they ended up being not a real vaccine, but an experimental medical product. A medical experiment can never be mandated. So once again, he sabotaged the plans of the globalists to impose vaccine mandates. Also, he knew fully well that the educated part of the world will be greatly alarmed by this. By making the vaccines experimental products, he gave all of us the perfect tool in our hands to warn humanity, experiment. This is not a vaccine, but an untested, experimental biological agent. Whatever you do, do not take this. Another strategic element of these rushed vaccines is because they skipped all necessary safety testing. They are causing way more adverse events than planned, which once again is alarming humanity. Thanks to this rushed dangerous vaccine that has more adverse events than any vaccine ever, billions of people are now learning, for the first time in their life, about the devastating risks of vaccines in general. It wouldn't surprise me if this ultimately results in vaccines being banned from the face of the earth altogether in the future. Who knows? You have to understand this. Trump can never say publicly how bad vaccines are. He would right away be accused by all the big media and the majority of the corrupt government, left and right, of murdering the American population. So he has to be smart. He gave the world vaccines, therefore the lockdowns can be ended, and the plan to destroy humanity through endless lockdowns fails. Of course he needs to say they are safe and effective, but even this is waking up the world As people hear the claim, safe and effective, while around them they see the destruction these vaccines are causing. This is undermining their blind faith in the governments and health institutions, which is again a massive blow on the stronghold of the elite's control over the world. The globalists are freaking out, of course, because this wasn't their plan. So now they're all crying out in a frenzy. The vaccines actually don't even protect you. You still need the lockdowns. Essentially, the vaccines don't do anything. You can still get and transmit COVID-19. Total insanity, of course, which is waking up even the most brainwashed people among us. Who on earth wants to take a medical experiment that doesn't even do anything? More and more people ask questions, which is the last thing the elite needs. Do you see how the strategic steps taken by Donald Trump are literally wreaking havoc on the plans of the wicked globalists? The deadly toll of choosing ignorance. Of course, it is tragic that people suffer from the vaccines. But let's be honest, the amount of information warning the world for these vaccines is so immense, so overwhelming. It is indeed a conscious choice of many people to deny all this wisdom, and as Trump said on Twitter, to kill themselves. The Bible speaks about how wisdom stands on the corners of the street shouting to the people, to warn them. But they prefer foolishness instead of wisdom, and as a result they walk into their own doom. It is a basic reality in this life. When we reject sound wisdom, we end up in destruction. Only wisdom keeps us safe. Trump shouted from the rooftops that no vaccines are needed, because there are cures. Everyone with an ear heard that. Then he had to play the war game to stop the New World Order by pushing a vaccine that is experimental, therefore it cannot be mandated, yet it should help end the lockdowns. I hope you understand the kind of war we're in and the strategic way Trump has to move in order to save America and the world from the globalist New World Order. If the lockdowns can be stopped, their plan fails and freedom is restored. That's what it's about. The election steal was part of the plan. Then there is the election fraud. Do we really think this was a surprise to President Trump and his military intelligence support group? Of course not. It doesn't matter what we believe about the military intelligence operation called Q. Fact is, they accurately predicted everything that has happened so far. They warned the Patriots that Biden would be president, that a necessary scare event would occur, that we had to walk through the dark in order to see the light, that the elections would be stolen, and that a foreign entity would take control of the White House. Even the attack on Congress and impeachment attempt was predicted. It's for a reason that Q kept saying, trust the plan, and nothing can stop what is coming. These military intelligence patriots and God-fearing freedom fighters have been preparing the takedown of the corrupt power structure for decades. They are, as far as I have been able to discern, among the most intelligent and wise people on the face of the earth. They claim to have access to all the information in this world, and see and hear everything the elite is doing. Of course, the election theft was part of their plan. They knew what the wicked were preparing. George Soros made it plain and clear during his speech at the World Economic Forum, Trump is a threat that will disappear in 2020. What is happening now? Can Trump personally reveal all the evidence for the election steal? Of course not. He would simply be accused of lying, and many Americans would hate him even more. So what is Trump doing? He is allowing the people of America to expose the evidence for the election steal. He stepped aside, as if he accepts the election results, and meanwhile Mike Lindell is producing epic documentaries that prove how the elections have been stolen. Bam. Trump cannot be accused of refusing to accept his loss, and independent citizens are doing the work. Another element of allowing the election steal is that this causes all corrupt politicians to reveal themselves. So now Trump sees all the true faces, and he knows who was a traitor all along. All the corruption is being exposed. Military operation. All by all, I believe we are seeing a very smart operation being worked out that will eventually save America, and ultimately the entire world. It is for a reason that leaders from 28 nations have asked President Trump to help them defend freedom in their countries. I am preparing a video that shows this. Do I like how Trump is now promoting these vaccines, and how Ivanka shows herself supposedly taking the shot? No. I hate it with every bit of my being. But I know what is at stake here. If the lockdowns continue, The nations are plunged into extreme poverty, and the globalists succeed in their Great Reset and the New World Order. That will be the end of humanity, as they will enforce the transhumanism agenda as the next phase. Then this world will become one technological cyber prison, with only obedient cyborgs and robots. That's not a scenario for a movie. It's the insane reality these dark raving mad psychopaths are envisioning, all under the guise of sustainability. The only thing they want to sustain is their power and control. How so many thousands of leaders can follow their insanity is a mystery to me. I assume they have been walking the crooked paths of compromise so long that their ability to think clear has been lost, plus the lust for position and money is blinding them further. The election steal was part of the plan. Some insist that Trump also serves the dark side, but to me that doesn't line up. The fact that entire cults of witches and Satanists all over the world have stood up to publicly curse Trump shows how the realm of darkness hates him. If he was on their side, the global community of witchcraft and Satanism would never attack him like that. Never before in history has there been such an organized effort by witches and Satanists all over the world to collectively try to destroy a person. The hatred of the mainstream media against Trump also shows clearly what camp he is in. The media only bash their enemies. Even the collaboration between several nations worldwide to steal the election is solid evidence of how Trump is a threat to the cabal. I am convinced there will come a day when the election will be revisited and the righteous president, overwhelmingly chosen by the people, will be acknowledged. We are now simply in a difficult period of waiting, persevering and doing our part in this battle for the salvation of humanity. And believe it or not, all of us play a critical part. You're needed, just as much as I am needed. You can do so much more than you're aware of: praying, spreading truth, supporting other freedom fighters, and so on. If we all form one voice worldwide, nothing can stop us. This audio file was created by Panopreter Basic. You can download it at www.panopreter.com.